Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfarin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 516, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 20, It's a Mad, Mad Mackerel.
It aired June 19th, 2004, the day before my birthday. We've looked at 500 plus episodes of the show, and I don't think a single one has ever aired on June 20th. Which is just rude, I think. Someone do the legwork. I probably asked for this several episodes ago, but somebody do the legwork and find out if an episode airs on my birthday so I can celebrate it accordingly. It was written by Mark Hoffmeyer, directed by Paul Grinda. It's a Mad, Mad, Mad Mackerel. Have you ever seen the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World?
No.
I have, but I cannot think of anything about it. I feel like I actually only saw the cover of it. But I'm confident that I saw it. I'm just doing a quick Google.
Yeah, there's a movie on Netflix. It's a David Spade vehicle called The Wrong Missy. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have not. A David Spade vehicle is getting rarer and rarer in these days. Did I tell you how I ran into him in Peterborough?
You did tell me that, I think. Yeah.
It was just weird. It's a weird thing to do.
Latasha swears up and down that we watched this movie, and I'm like, no, we didn't. So she like described it to me, and I was like, all right, that sounds a little bit familiar. So then we watched the trailer, and I was like, I've never seen this film before in my life. And she was like, I know we watched it together, and I was like, I've never seen this movie.
Did she just watch it while you were asleep?
Nope, she swears that we watched it together. And I tend to believe her. I don't know why she would lie about that, but
it's a weird thing to lie about a David Spade movie.
I have no recollection in my brain of this movie at all.
That's weird. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for It's Mad, Mad, Mad World. Mad, 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 Mad World. It's one too many or one too few mads. Four is a weird amount of mads. I'm just going to.
Yeah. Has anyone ever taught them the rule of threes?
It's either three or five. Because it comes back around to funny by five, I think. But four is just like, huh? What? Like
it's
what?
A mad, 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 mad world. No, I still think that's too much.
It's too many, but I feel like it's better than four, you know?
Well, yeah, because you feel like you need to do one more when you're at four.
Yeah, exactly. So this movie is about they are trying to find $350,000 of stolen cash.
It's in the GameStop stock.
It's in, yeah. Have you heard about, have you like looked into what is happening?
I don't understand enough of the stock market to get what happened, but same. I do think it's hilarious that nerds broke it.
I am completely enraptured by the idea that everyone's like, hey, why don't we get GameStop money and then we'll get rich and it will literally destroy hedge fund managers' lives. And then there's this other part, there's this second part of the equation where now Wall Street is like scrambling to like bail them out and save them. And the app they use, Robinhood, has shut down stocks in, you can't buy stocks in GameStop or AMC theaters, which are the two that they use to like completely screw over a bunch of hedge fund managers. And I was like, I hate that. I hate that the rich get to play by different rules. It makes me so mad every time.
Yeah.
But I hope that I hope someone loses everything because of Reddit was like, let's get GameStop going again. Let's get GameStop up there.
Yeah. The stock market is just, it just seems like it's a place for rich people to put their money.
It's a legal casino. It's literally just a casino. It's a casino betting on like people's lives, basically, and it sucks.
It's like, hey, do you want to own a fraction of a company? No.
No. That's a lot of responsibility. And also, not for the money, to the power, the amount of influence I will have over that company.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's never been something I understood.
Yeah,
I get like that you can make money in it, but I don't know, from the outside and in the, you know, tax bracket that I find myself in.
Yeah,
it's just like a weird way for rich people to store money.
Exactly, which is why, and you don't have to pay taxes on it because it's technically not money earned, which is really frustrating. But. Apparently, so like this app, like it's called like Robinhood, like it lets people like basically group together and like put their stocks, their money in stocks, like in an easy way that like
steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Exactly.
Unless they actually do that and then they shut it down.
And then they go, and well, hold on, not like that. Robinhood was very clear about about which rich you could steal from and which poor you could give to. And I would like to meet whoever made that decision at Robinhood behind the Walmart. Just Just me and them. Anyway, I'm going to stop looking at this Wikipedia page for It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. That was the right amount of mads, I think. Anyway, Josh, you want to go watch It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World?
Sure.
All right. Dino Thunder,
power up!
And we're back, and we just watched It's a Mad, Mad Mackerel. And Josh, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I got like...
You've been afraid of fish the whole time.
I'm afraid of fish. One bit me on a fingy when I was a kid, and now I don't even like sandwiches about them. So, no, I got like maybe 4 hours of sleep last night, so I'm not sure if this episode sucked or if I hate Power Rangers now because I thought it was really bad. Maybe I'm just too tired to like put any effort into liking it.
I don't think being tired helped, but I do think this episode kind of sucked. So,
okay, good. I'm glad it's not just me.
As someone who routinely only gets 4 hours of sleep, maybe that is the problem.
Maybe. That's a, you know, I never considered that, like, being well-rested and watching Power Rangers is better somehow than...
being well-rested and...
doing anything.
Like, just doing anything is usually much better.
Same thing with being hydrated. Can I tell you how big of a difference just, like, drinking some water makes in your day?
It's pretty big.
It's wild. Also, while we're on this weird self-care thing, I did two things nice yesterday for myself. And I think my body was like, you can't do two things nice for you in one day. You're not going to sleep tonight, bud.
Now you're going to have anxiety about it.
So my dad had, you've seen my dad's wild, like sinister minister eyebrows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are absolutely, it has come to my attention that that is one of the genes he has passed down to me. So my eyebrows were getting a little out of control, but I had this little like nose and ear and like random little tiny hair trimmer. It has like an eyebrow extension. And yesterday I was like, okay, who am I going to see? This is going to be like, whoa, your eyebrows are way shorter. If I like messed up. So I trimmed my eyebrows yesterday and I was like, I feel like a new man. This is wonderful.
I got a haircut yesterday.
I can tell. It looks
so
nice.
I can relate to the new man feeling.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh God, I don't think I got it cut since.
It's been a minute.
Like probably, I don't even know if I had it cut before Bella got sick.
I don't think so. I know there was one point medium way into the pandemic where you're like, I can't stand it anymore. I need to get a haircut.
That was the last time I got it cut. That was like July maybe. So. Yeah.
So it's been a minute. So then the second thing I did is I had to run to Walmart to get something. And I was like, while I'm here, I'm going to grab a pumice stone for my feet because because what happened was I moved my foot. I was like, my legs were like kind of crossed and I moved it and my heel like rubbed against my calf and I thought I had sandpaper stuck to my foot. It was so terrible to feel. And I was like, I'm going to get rid of some of this terrible built up skin because my feet are hobbit feet because I walk everywhere. Right. So I got the pumice stone and I like got all that dead, nasty skin off. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And then I didn't sleep last night instead. So from now on, only one nice thing a day, apparently. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's our website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes. We probably talk less about my eyebrows in that one. In those old episodes, I think this is maybe the first time this happened.
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
So it's nice to know this far into the podcast is still the new things to talk about.
We've done 515 of these before this one, so.
That's true. So who knows?
I'm sure we've talked about eyebrows at least once before.
You know, statistically speaking, you're probably right. Anyway, you can listen to old episodes there. There's also an archive feed, two classic feeds, plenty of ways to go listen to old stuff. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Apple Chip Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Pod Stitcher's not a thing. I'm sorry, I went out of order.
We're on Stitcher. Pod Mackerel.
We're on Pod Mackerel.
It's and Mad Mad Pod Pod.
That it's a Pod 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 World.
It's Pod 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 Podcast.
That's a recap podcast of the 1963 movie. It's a mad, 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 mad world where you watch 1 minute of it at a time. You can y'all can have that one for free. You're welcome.
I tried listening to a podcast that watched Mortal Kombat 1 minute at a time, and I just it's not a format that's for me.
I don't care for the format, but there is one. I haven't listened to it. I've listened to like an episode, but I didn't like get into it. But there's one they do that with the Mario Brothers movie, a cinema classic. But every minute they watch it that many times. So like minute one they watch the minute once, minute two they watch the same minute twice, and then minute 90 they watch it 90 times. They watch that 1 minute 90 times. It's mostly an experiment from what it sounds like.
That that sounds like a good joke that we would have said at one point of a podcast, but that we were never actually gonna do.
Cannot people imagine have to do that,
watching the 90th minute of Mario 90 times.
No,
I have way better ways to spend an hour and a half. And after the first, maybe after three times that you watch 1 minute of film, I think you get it. I don't think you're getting anything else after the next 87 times.
I can't imagine like minute 90, you're like, wait a minute, what was that? Oh man, I can't watch it again. Oh, it was the last minute.
Oh,
damn.
I can almost redraw this fucking scene from memory.
You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places.
We're also on Patreon. Do you think the people that do that have a part of their brain now that just remembers minutes of the Mario movie? And they had to like push the Pokemon part of the brain out and replace it with Mario minutes?
I'm confident that they lost. So the reason I found it is because one of the people on it, her name's Emily. But when the James Bonding podcast existed, she was like their social media person. They got like hired like in their kind of the last run of the show. And then she mentioned that like she watches Mario. I was like, oh, I love that movie. Let me check. And then I read and I was like, oh, I don't know if I can listen to y'all degrade your own brains like actively. And I hope it's not in real time. If I had to listen to you watch 90 minutes, I feel like that would be untenable. But so I just never got into the show, but I would bet they definitely have lost other information.
Yeah,
like how I can't remember like how a couple episodes ago I was like, is Josh's last name Nichols? And then that was it's because I remember like very specifically the plot of Foul Play in the Sky, the Power Rangers episode, you know, like,
right? It just overwrites my last,
yeah,
my last name, mostly, not all the way. Like you still know it's right, you're just not sure about it.
I wasn't sure if I was done yet, you know, like if it was. I was like, has it been Nicholson this whole time? It hasn't, thankfully.
I think it comes from. Oh, I looked this up forever ago. It's like a. Well, no, I think Minty was O-Minty or something. O-Minty-ish.
Yeah,
before we immigrated over. I don't remember what Nichols came from. I don't remember what like morphed into it.
I don't know. I got Mason. It's literally a job. It was a job. I don't, without like giving away a bunch of security questions, my mom's maiden name is, I don't use it because it's too easy. Because also I talk about it a lot. It's Dunbar, and because we're descended from Black Agnes of Dunbar and March, who is like the badassest woman that's ever lived on the planet. We are technically, in a way, extremely distant heirs to a castle that's basically gone. So that's neat. But I don't know how Dunbar, like the name came about, other than like it's a place, but why'd you name that place that? You know, like I don't know how we got past there, but also on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh for those dollar month, you can also support the show. We really appreciate it. Josh, we got a couple new patrons.
All right.
Would you like to thank them?
Nah.
Okay. Well, Josh has spoken, so. first up, first new patron is Kari.
Thank you, Kari.
I feel like this is a returning patron. Pakavim. That's a name I kind of remember.
I mean, it sounds familiar. Thank you, Pakavim, for either coming back or joining us for the first time.
Yeah, and having a name that seems like we know it from before. And finally, last new patron is Bemia.
Bemia?
Bemia. Possibly Bemia? I'm not 100% sure.
Well, thank you, Bemia.
And that is all of our new patrons. Hey, Josh, we got any new reviews? I haven't checked in a grip.
Oh, I can't believe you sprung this on me. I'm not ready.
It's a Thursday episode, man.
Caught with my pants down again.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we do have a new one.
Oh, hot dog.
At least one. Let me see. Okay, we've got two, because we got one from December, too.
Our cup runneth over with people trying to get out of detention.
We are lousy with reviews.
Both are true.
Two of them. First new review is from iTunes user Slowpokes in a Well.
Okay.
Titled, I Didn't Know a Thing. It's 5-star review, which is good considering the content of the review reads as, I found this through PWTU and went in knowing nothing about Power Rangers. I still don't know much, but thanks for helping out. 1 star. No, I'm kidding. It's 5. That's 5 stars.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, this next one's long.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to read the whole thing. It's from iTunes user Red Ranger Harry.
Okay.
Titled, Two Awesome Goofy Guys, .. So I don't know where it goes from there.
Well, hopefully it's more praise, not like, that suck ass, actually.
Two awesome goofy guys, you suck more than suck ass. 5 stars, it reads, there's like 5 paragraphs, so bear with me here.
I think we have an email from this same person, so...
Maybe there's some overlap.
Maybe.
If you've had the pleasure to stumble upon this little podcast, then buddy, you've stumbled onto some gold R.
Hey.
Hey, all right. It's off to a great start. Dwarven Grid is a great show for new and old fans of Power Rangers. It's a blast to battle through every episode of a series we all love with a couple of dorks we learn to love. Well, I'm sorry that we were so rough and hard to love at the beginning, but I'm glad that...
Thank you for sticking around.
You acquired the taste for us.
Yes.
So many fun headcanons and terms have moved into me and my wife's vocabulary when it comes to Power Rangers, and it's all thanks to these guys. Now is the perfect time to hop in with these guys if you're an older fan who dropped off the show after the Saban era, for they have now just started the fantastic run of the Disney era. I highly recommend watching along episode by episode. While we still have Power Rangers on Netflix, we don't anymore by the time this one goes out.
No, defo not. RIP and peace, Netflix. Did I say if you have Netflix or the DVDs earlier? I might have done it on accident.
Oh, you might have. That's gonna have to, like, retrain those muscles.
I think I might have skipped the If You're New Here altogether. I don't remember. It's been so long.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I would notice if you didn't do it.
Yeah, well, who knows? Look, anyways, the tape will tell. Continue.
It's just like watching the show with two new friends. The jokes, rankings, and surprises make every minute of this show a delight, even if they do hate on my boy Zane too much. I feel like we hate on Zane just enough.
I feel like it's an appropriate amount, but every ranger is someone's favorite ranger. We understand.
Keep up the great work, guys. Can't wait to hear more. Also, don't forget the bonus of wrestling.
That is a bonus.
There you go. That Venn diagram gets bigger and bigger every day.
Heck yes. We also got an email, but it's also very long. So I'm just going to say it's kind of the same stuff as that, but also that his name's Harrison, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the review. Welcome to Not Detention. Now you can go back to doing your after-school activities that you like, which include he and his wife apparently cosplay Power Rangers.
Nice.
And they have like a bunch of different ones. MMPR red and pink, Ninja Storm blue and navy, in space silver, and a custom purple space for Corona/Astronema, which is extremely good, I think. Yeah, but this is a long email, and I would like to yell about this dumb mackerel episode. So I'm just going to say thank you for the email, and thank you for the review. And Josh, do you want to talk about Mad Mackerel?
I guess so. I guess if we have to.
It is our lot in life as part of the deal we made with the devil at the crossroads so long ago that we do have to talk about every episode. The amount and the detail to which can vary, but...
Usually about an hour and 12 to an hour and 20 minutes.
We've been averaging an hour and a 12 raw audio and it's kind of trending upwards, which is not a thing I like. I liked it when... Do you remember when we first started and every episode was like an hour and a half long because we couldn't shut up and didn't know how to just do the dang thing?
Yeah.
There was a while where we were in like a sweet spot of like 55 minutes and it was really nice. We start off with Ethan, getting Connor, the Red Cyberspace, Ethan gets Connor like a webcast of a Manchester United game over the internet. And Connor says, I take back everything bad I ever said about the internet. Well, slow it down there, buddy. It's only 2004.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. Sometimes you think maybe it'll get better, but no, it's just going to keep getting worse. This is also how we used to watch certain pay-per-views before the WWE Network existed.
Yeah.
We would just keep Googling until someone was like, I don't know, here's the Rumble. And we're like, good, dope.
It's off like Skynet or whatever the network in England is that has them. We wouldn't really know about that, though. This is jokes.
This is jokes. We've never stolen anything at all. Definitely not Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Certainly not internet pay-per-views.
Definitely didn't get banned from Cumberland Farms for stealing a Slim Jim when I was a teenager.
A Cumbies? Ooh, that's a bummer. That's a bummer. the bummer thing that didn't happen. Because these are all jokes.
That's right.
Kira runs up and she's like, I got it. And she has like a paper and it's got like a red stamp that says accepted across it. But that's not how things come. Like, no one does that if you are accepted.
Yeah, they stamp it accepted and give you your application back.
I guess. I don't know. And Connor's like, I hope it's not contagious. And she's like, shut your mouth right now. And he's like, what? What happened? Turns out she got an internship at Channel 3. And she's going to be working on the Funky Fisherman Cartoon Cavalcade show. Don't worry, we will not see any actual cartoons in this episode. Don't panic.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Is this like what Captain Kangaroo is?
Was
there cartoons were part of that?
I think. Was Rocky and Bullwinkle on Captain Kangaroo?
No.
Did they start? Did somebody?
I feel like they did start as like a part of something else.
Yeah. I don't know. Got to fly now, though, so. That's from Rocky and Bullwinkle, apparently.
Okay.
I only remember because we joked about it. Someone said it in a PWT episode.
That's right.
And I don't remember any of the context. I just know. No, maybe it was the name of the Rocky song is Gotta Fly Now. It's not Rocky and Bullwinkle. It's the other Rocky, Sylvester Stallone's boxing OC.
Oh, right. He's Gotta Fly Now.
Anyway, so she's like, I have to go. I got to fly now to go to the internship. She leaves. And Cassidy's mad. She's like, I can't believe that alt-punk got it. I'm the one with the career in TV. Whatever. It's stupid anyway. Also, I do want to point out that Kira is wearing a skinny tie. Like,
is she? I didn't even notice.
It's hard to tell. It's real skinny. But it's not like around the collar. It's just around her neck. It's very Avril Lavigne style, but it's like a real skinny one.
Yeah. Cassidy calls her the poster child for teen angst.
That is very good.
I don't know if that's accurate for Kira.
No.
Outside of the way she dresses, but.
She is pretty peppy other than sometimes she gets like she's moody. But again, she's a teenager. They all are.
Right. And the boy she likes is evil and tried to kill them. So,
right.
Like,
so it's, you know.
I think she deserved to be kind of moody in that episode.
Right.
Because then her friends were like, well, we're going to kill him back. And she was like, I don't think anyone should be killing anybody.
We shouldn't do this at all. Like Kim was bummed for like 6 episodes when Tommy was evil, you know, like so. But also. Cassie's like, whatever, the internship's stupid anyway. And Devin's like, yeah, it's pretty stupid. And then she leaves and we cut to Kira at the Funky Fisherman Cartoon Cavalcade. And the fisherman, that's right, is a dickhead. And I hate him. And I got viscerally angry watching him be a jerk to Kira.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to take this guy outside.
It's her first minute
as far as I can tell.
Like, she's just behind the craft services, and he's like, he has his hand out. He's like, there should be a coffee in my hand in 5 seconds. And she's like, huh?
She's like, to her credit, is like, how do you like it? He just starts counting instead of telling her how he likes his coffee.
Yeah,
shot him with her Power Ranger gun.
I would have screamed at him. If I had her yell powers, I would have screamed
rip
him
his
through
skin
the
off
set.
Like Sindel's fatality. Just like,
yeah. Blow his head up. So he's just a real jerk, and she's like taking trash out. We cut to like her taking trash out, and she bumps into Devin, who drops a bunch of tapes. Devin is wearing a hoodie that has the, it says number 6 on it. So like, clearly they were trying to set something up for Devin, and before they realized that they didn't have another ranger to use. But Devin's like, yeah, I got the other internship. Please don't tell Cassie. She's like, it sucks. I'm going to quit, so don't worry. And Devin's like, yeah, I'm just looking at security footage. Like, that's all I'm doing, and moving tapes from one place to another. And he dropped a bunch of tapes.
That doesn't sound too bad. At least he's not being bullied by a ugly fisherman.
By an old man whose claim to fame is he's the funky fisherman on Channel 3.
This is like public access children's show. This is not...
No, she's not at Cartoon Network.
Riverside or whatever this town is.
Yeah. Ethan does love this show, or did love the show when he was a child, because he's a cool teen now and you can't admit that kind of stuff.
Well, he admits it. He starts like singing the song.
But then he's like, or at least he used to love it when I was a kid.
Right. I'm not a kid anymore.
I'm not a kid.
I'm not a kid.
And so she's like, it's okay. I'm going to quit. This place sucks ass and I hate it here. And you know what? Good for her. But then a guy in a fish suit runs into him. And this guy has some sort of PTSD, I would say.
Yeah.
I am willing to say, an abused man. It's kind of hard to watch. It's so uncomfortable. He's like, you should stick with it because it's good, actually. And I'm like, bud, you need to get out. You need to get out of here right now, Marty. You gotta leave.
He lives in this fish costume. From everything I can gather, he never takes this thing off.
He says he made it himself, which is wild. And
he
also
works on this show.
Also proof that this is a local. This is local hell.
Unless he's the costume designer / funky fish.
Right? Like, the old Marty the fish left, and so he's like, all right, costume guy, you're in. But, like, remember how last episode they watched an episode of TV? They just, like, watched TV for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And in this episode, now they're in TV. They're just, like, now they're at the set when the TV's getting made. I feel like they could have spaced these episodes out, like, a little bit. You know,
probably
like
very
a little
TV
bit
centric.
Yeah.
And it's always weird when there's like a TV show inside your TV show.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like they could have spaced it out a little bit.
I feel like they could have just not done the last one.
Maybe they could have just not done it. Well, see, the thing is, I do appreciate the last one in terms of, like, we have $15 to make an episode. What are we going to do?
We're going to pay each of the Rangers $5 to watch Sentai.
Yeah, we'll give them $5 each for literally one day of work. And
their
that's
regular
it.
Single day of pay, $5.
It's probably not terribly inaccurate. Maybe by Disney times, it was at least like a more manageable, but like, Austin St. John said that he made the same amount he would have made at McDonald's when he was, you know, making billions of dollars for Haim Saban. So there's that.
Yeah, and I think the minimum wage was still $7.25 back then. So.
No, it was less than, if you can believe it.
Hasn't been raised in 40 years.
At least in 2008, it was at least $6.65, because that's what I got when I started working at Walmart. And then they raised it, I think, to the minimum to $7.25. So they had to give me a raise because they couldn't pay me any less.
When I was in high school, I started working as a dishwasher at a restaurant, and I made $6.75.
Fucking fancy pants over here making $6.75.
Yeah, so who would have thought I could have been being a Power Ranger for that same amount of money.
For the same money. Bananas. A crime, it seems to me.
Yeah. Especially when you look at the profit margins, I'm sure. A little mom and pop restaurant I worked at wasn't doing terrible, but
it wasn't making Power Rangers
money.
Yeah,
it wasn't making billions of dollars a week.
I don't have any toys from the restaurant that you worked at. I have a Megazord.
You could have a mug. Not anymore, because they don't exist anymore. But
so it's a collector's item now. Yeah. What you're saying.
Cinnamons in Athol was the restaurant that I worked at.
R.I.P. and Peace Cinnamons.
It's been closed for a while. So.
Well, So it's a big collector's item then. Anyway, so that we cut to them watching the show get made, and he's doing the song that Ethan did earlier, and he's like, and here's Marty the Mackerel, and Marty comes in and is just basically fun kind of flailing around, smacking Funky Fisherman in the face a couple times.
Nobody seems to see this happening. Like, obviously you would not want this to get to air this way.
Is this live?
I don't think so, because they keep cutting. Unless that's when they go to cartoons.
Maybe, because they don't, like, they don't say, like, hey, cut. Like, you'd think this big diva guy would be like, you're smacking my face, stop it. Like,
oh, that's true. And just, like, body slam him.
but he doesn't. He just keeps getting smacked in the face by a flipper, and he's just mad about it. And I'm like, is this live? Like, do you not have a second take you can do? Or is it just that Power Rangers doesn't know you can do second takes?
That could be it. That's very likely. I cannot tell if Kira's reaction to this is joy from, like, the innocent childhood theme song of this fun kids show, or she is just, like, elated to see this fisherman getting slapped with a fish fin over and over again.
I choose to believe it's the second one.
Yeah, because she smirking from ear to ear.
She's stoked. So we cut to the bad guys, we cut to the island, to Gog Island, and Elsa's like, that fish man is creepy. Let's make him a monster. Let's put his DNA in the Geno randomizer. And I'm like, wait a minute. But we don't hold on that. I do have a question that I'm going to save for later.
Yeah, I was like, that sounded like they're going to turn him into a monster. I'm sure they're just going to, like, take the suit, right?
Yeah, well, stay tuned. So then Trent's like, hey, Elsa, that idea is stupid as hell. And she's like, she doesn't even respond, but Smitty's like, oh, don't you watch your mouth. Remember how he's Smitty?
He's just Smitty.
Remember how he's just Smitty? Remember how there's this big reveal that he's just Smitty, and then the next episode, Power Rangers just watched TV for 20 minutes?
They wanted you to forget that he was just Smitty.
They could have put that episode literally anywhere in this season, and it would have made sense.
They need you to believe in this episode that Smitty can go toe-to-toe with the White Ranger.
Yeah, I don't, but okay. And she's like, you two need to figure out how to get along or else you're going to go in the punishment chamber. And I was like, there is definitely a BDSM thing going on then, okay? Thank you for your confidence.
All the leather that everybody here wears?
I know. But at first I was like, maybe it's just like they're using these words that they don't know what they're saying. Like Power Rangers loves doing. But then she's like, there's a punishment chamber. And I was like, no, it's a thing.
And Zeldex is like, promise.
Like they have a safe word, like, is all I'm saying is like there is like a between all of them, they know there's a safe word. So she leaves and Trent's like, hey Smitty, I'm coming for your job, dog. I want to be number two because I'm sick of being wherever the hell I am in the ranking. I want to be number two. And he's like, but I'm number two. He's like, yeah, I know, and I'm gonna whip your ass about it.
we're gonna go fight on a bluff in the ocean.
We're gonna go fight on a dramatic rock beach somewhere. So we cut back to the show, and Kira's sorting M&Ms. She's putting green ones in the thing, which...
I don't know if she's removing the green ones because he doesn't like them or because he only likes them.
She's putting them in, like, a cup, so I have to imagine he's like, no green M&Ms. She's like, fine, I'll go through them. I'll have a bunch of green M&Ms for myself. They taste the same.
It's not like Skittles.
Yeah, but also, if she is just putting the green ones in for him, like, here's your cup of M&Ms, sir. Sorry it took so long. In the year 2021 now, during a global pandemic where, like, germs and touching is kind of bad right now, boy, it's a little gross. Don't do that, Kira. But
do you ever
think
back when you were a teenager and you and your friends would just, like, drink each other's sodas all the time?
I have a confession to make, and that is that I did that recently, like, which is bad of me.
Jake.
Here's the thing. We were all basically quarantined. So, like, I was already drunk. We were already making bad decisions. And I was like, yeah, let me try that. And then I tried it. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. There's a pandemic. Hopefully nobody has coronavirus. we're all fine. So.
Well, that's good.
Anyway,
ew. That's gross.
It's gross. Devin's fixing a security camera, and I was like, what are the odds that doesn't come up again? And I was pleasantly surprised that it does come up again.
I, At first, I thought it was like, this is just to put Devin in the scene for some reason.
Yeah, and I was like, well, maybe it's for a reason.
Because he is number six.
Yeah.
So maybe they still didn't realize that there wasn't another Power Ranger for them to use yet.
I honestly, because I forget who said it. Somebody, either on the Discord or email, somebody has said to me, or all of us via Discord, that they were there. There's like another suit, and it might have been like one of the super dino suits, or there's like another suit that's like a slight upgrade version of a different suit, and they thought it was a new suit. They didn't realize it was a power upgrade. Like, there's a muscle butt coming or something, and they thought it was a new suit. They're like, cool, we'll get Devin ready. Devin will be the new Sixth Ranger. It'll be pretty cool. I think they still think that that is a thing they can do, and they haven't found out that it is just like a muscle butt suit or whatever yet.
Then he should have punched a couple crusties or something.
I also agree. Also, okay, so this is wild. Elsa and Krusty show up. Devin is on a ladder, like stuck in the air fixing security cameras. Here goes the morph, sees Devin, goes, can't morph, guess I'll just do karate to monsters. That's totally more inconspicuous. So she is beating the shit out of a bunch of Krusties. Devin falls off the ladder because it's like one of those like kind of chamber ladders.
Yeah, it's got like a security cage around
for,
it.
For like when you go up to like a roof, and he falls down it, and I was like, that looked painful.
It looked like it hurt a lot.
But then she's fighting. Elsa has a sword, right? And she goes to, you know, cut Kira in half with a sword. Kira grabs her arm and is like, visitors need to check in with security. And Devin's like, I'll go sign them in, and runs away. There is no universe. I'm sorry. I'm putting my foot down. There is no universe in which Devin is not completely smitten with Kira now. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you're somewhere and monsters attack, and this cool girl who dresses like weird Avril Lavigne that's a babe fights all of them?
Kicks all their asses and then talks trash to the big one?
And then just trash talks someone with a sword trying to kill her? I would be like, can we get married?
would you put
that on the table?
You would really, if you were in a town with Power Rangers and this happened, you'd be like, I bet one of the Power Rangers.
100%. I'd be like, well, she's a Power Ranger, clearly. Or I'd be like, I am in love with her, like fully 100%. But Devin just leaves. And I'm like, y'all don't get it. I don't think whoever's writing Power Rangers understands the appeal. He leaves. And then she morphs, and it's like a cool action morph. She just like is like done with her power up, and then like the suit like crashes onto her.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
There's some more fight. Kira just tosses a bunch of Krusties in the drink because there's like a little pool because they're fishermen, right?
Yeah.
And she throws at least two Krusties into the water, which can't be comfortable in those suits. But then the funky fish man.
Do we get an actual name for him, or is he just the Funky Fisherman?
I think his name is the Funky Fisherman, and the other guy is Marty the Mackerel. So Marty the Mackerel comes out, Funky Fisherman comes out, and he's like, "Who's ruining my ginseng scrub time or whatever?" Yeah, and I wish you would get cut with a sword, Funky
one
Fisherman.
Of the Krusties hits his like dressing room door or something.
Yeah,
and so he comes out. I don't know why Marty the Mackerel just saunters out onto the stage and starts dancing, but he does.
He's like, what's all the because when he first ran into him, he's like, I'm practicing my lines and my dance because I'm nervous. I think he's still doing that, and I think he just is like, oops, something's going on here. And Elsa's like, I'm gonna take you, and she goes to zap him, and he ducks, and it hits a TV, bounces off the TV, hits Funky Fisherman, puts Funky Fisherman in the TV. What was the original plan? If that would have hit Marty the Mackerel, what was the original plan?
I think it would have... Oh, I don't know. Would it just have captured him in the gun?
I don't know. But anyway, she just takes... They're like, whoa, guy's in a TV. And she just takes Fishman and leaves. And then Kira demorphs.
Yeah, I don't know why she couldn't just take him in the first place.
Why did we have to have more Funky Fisherman time?
Because they love the Funky Fisherman. They love to be like, hey, guys, people in TV are probably dickheads in real life.
Which is funny because, yeah, there's probably some of those people, but you also are making a TV show. And now I'm going,
you're also one of those people. Which one of you is the Funky Fisherman?
Right, yeah. Who's the Funky Fisherman on Power Rangers Dino Thunder? I mean, it's JDF probably, right? But he's not even here right now. Right? So
yeah, I don't know if he, I mean, I'm sure he's a diva, but I don't know if he was would just be straight up like, rude like that.
If look, here's the thing. If David Yost is still cool with him, he couldn't have been that terrible, right?
That's true.
So, but like, I don't think Haley's like, I'll be my trailer, or like any of these kids getting paid $7 an hour to be Power Rangers. Like, they're probably all pretty cool. So like, who is it? Or was it like someone from the past that they're just dunking on, or just the idea of it's such a weird thing when they do things like this. Anyway, Kira demorphs, and she's like, hey, we have a problem.
Oh, I bet he's union. That's why he's such a monster.
Oh, that's probably it. Those damned SAG actors. How dare the little girl who played Joe on Beetleborgs get in a Casper movie and be Wendy and get her SAG card? She'd throw her in the trash. She's dead for us now.
She was terrible to work with anyway.
We hated her.
That's she wanted rights happened. And to be treated nicely. And what a horrible person.
That's literally what happened to a little girl. She got in a movie, which is pretty cool when you're a little girl and you're like, I want to be an actress. And then you get into like the sequel to the Casper movie playing Wendy, who's in the title of the movie. And they're like, guess what? Don't you dare come back to Beetleborgs. We're going to someone new's going to play your character. And we're just going to say a magic spell happened. They look different, but no one notices. I'm gonna die mad about that. Both Joes were good too. Joe's my favorite character from Beetleborgs. Both characters are good. Both actresses are good. Stupid that it happened. Anyway, so she calls the others. We cut to later where the producer or director or someone is like, "Well, until our two stars show back up, we can't do any more today. So you can go home, Devin." Devin's like, oh, okay, I was just starting to enjoy my meal. So that, I was like, you can finish, right? Like
you can eat still. I don't think
you can eat. Like,
you can take that, right?
Even he's not like, leave that half ant sandwich here. Yeah, that's
leave
company
the food
property.
Catering.
So he leaves. She sneaks out. She's like, come on. The boys come in. They have the big TV. And this is when we find out that he can probably hear them. Connor's like, we should put a. Or not Connor. Ethan's like, we should put a thing over this just in case he can see out of it.
Yeah,
because
he says, like, where are you taking me? So he knows one way or another
he's
that
being
he's
moved.
Being moved. Yeah.
Also, Kira demorphed in front of him and then was like, hey, guy. And in a minute, they'll be like, Kira, Ethan, what do you think about this? And they're like, I don't know. Dino Thunder, power up. And, like, if I was the Funky Fisherman, I'd be like, okay. But also, at the same time, like, he doesn't know Kira's name.
No.
She's just that girl he yells at about coffee. So they leave. We cut to the beach. Zeltrax and Trent are on this little rocky jetty bluff thing. And they're like, all right, time to fight. And they do that. Trent morphs. He doesn't do a full morph. He does the same action morph. He's like White Ranger, Dino Thunder, or whatever. Ranger power up or something.
Yeah, like White Ranger Dino power? Maybe. It's something like that. It's very season three.
Very season three. I saw a clip of Kimberly being like, Pink Ranger power, and I was like, what? When did that happen? Because it seemed way earlier than I think they would have done it, but clearly it was filmed, and I'm just remembering it correctly. But anyway, so they fight. We cut to Funky Fisherman in the lab. He's blabbering about how he's important and blah 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 blah.
He's under a sheet like a bird in a cage.
Yeah, and so they're like, what happened? And oh, sorry, no, this is not the fisherman. We go to the lab. This is the fish man. I wrote fisherman. I should have been more
clear. So we're in the evil lab.
Yeah, we're in the evil lab.
Okay.
And Marty the Mackerel is blabbering about their costumes and who made them, and she's a good actress and who's her agent and blah, blah, blah. And I hate him too, also. And so does Mezagog, which is funny.
Yeah. Mezagog says to Elsa something like, this looks like it sucks, Elsa.
He's like, this is stupid and I hate it. And she's like, I'm going to make his DNA into a monster. And I'm like, all right, here we go. So I make him into a monster. And I just want to point out there is no fish DNA in the man, Marty the Mackerel, or the rubber suit that he made.
No, there's no, it's just him in there.
Unless the suit is made of fishes. Yeah, that's a stinky outfit, my man.
Marty, my man, are you okay?
What is going on, Marty?
Marty, is everything all right at home?
Clearly not. So
you
he
need to
turns
talk
into
about it, Marty.
He turns into a monster. This is when we cut back to the regular lab, and they're scanning the TV and they're saying everyone's names, and then the mackerel guy shows up on the. On a screen, they're like, well, let's go fight him. Okay, Kira and Ethan, let's go do this. Jonathan, power up. And he can hear them. And we know that he can hear them. So, yep. Like, not great at keeping their secrets. So then we cut to Devin sitting at, like, at a fountain. And Cassidy comes up. And this is when I noticed Devin has a number 6 hoodie on. But he has had it on the whole time. He's like bummed because he's like, yeah, well, I guess I'm fired because the two leads just like disappeared. And she's like, wait, you had the internship? He's like, yeah. And it sucked. All I was doing was looking at security footage. And she's like, that does sound like it sucks. And it's like the kind of this nice moment. And he's like, yeah, the only cool thing that happened was the Yellow Ranger showed up and fought a bunch of those monsters. And she's like, wait, is this on tape? He's like, yeah, it's all in the security camera. But like, all I'm doing is moving stuff back and forth. And she's like, Devin.
He's like, yeah, it's so boring. I know.
She grabs him by the wrist and starts running off. And then they get like caught by fish hooks and reeled into the sky.
Yep. I had no idea what was going on. Did we see the fish monster who I don't know his name or
oh,
if
his
he
name
even
is,
had one?
His name is probably Mad Mackerel. I'm calling him Marty the Mackerel because he's just
Marty.
Still
yeah.
He's still Marty.
Did we see him cast a line, or all of a sudden were they just like plucked out of the street and shoved in a jar? He's this weird like fishing tickle sneezer, and I don't know that I like that very much.
He's fishel sneezer. So we see him, and I don't want to say we see him with the fishing pole because it looks like he just has a sword, but apparently it's a fishing pole. But we didn't see him cast. I don't think. I'm pretty confident in my ability to say that he didn't cast. That he just reeled them up and then puts them in a little jar and he says like they're bait, like he turns them into bait or something.
Yeah, he says it's like a bait jar that he puts them in, and they're just like little round ball, which I guess is like bait.
It's bait. I thought they got turned into little rocks, and my autocorrect thought I was talking about Little Rock, Arkansas, so it capitalized Little Rock. Like, just because my grandpa's from there doesn't mean I ever talk about it, so. I don't know. Power Rangers show up. There's like 400 fish puns right in a row. And this is when I was like, I think I hate Power Rangers. Maybe this whole time, actually. And then I was like, Jake, you just didn't sleep a lot last night. It sucks, but give him the BOTD. Because what happens after that is it's like, you remember the human chain from episode 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vertical, it's a human ladder that they make.
Yeah, but it's like CG'd in there.
Yeah,
it's
well,
like they,
obviously.
It's like they took a shot of them, like, weirdly in this pattern on a green screen.
Like telegrams
superimposed
or tessagrams.
And then, like, instead of them moving in any natural way, they just took, like, the warp tool of Photoshop and moved it back and forth.
So Kira gets grabbed, and Ethan grabs Kira, and Connor grabs Ethan, and Tommy grabs Connor, and then Tommy's tootsies grab the edge of something, and that's what stops them from getting reeled in, is his very strong toe power. And so they break apart, and then they go to do it again, and they grab Ethan, or he grabs Kira, and I guess Ethan, like, grabs her in, like, a hug, and then Connor grabs Ethan with one arm, and Tommy grabs Connor's other arm, and Connor goes, my armpits hurt.
Well, no, I think Connor has Tommy's ankles because Tommy is holding on now to that ledge with his fingers.
Oh, maybe it's that way. But
yeah,
either
but
way, Connor is split and he goes, my armpits hurt. And that is a good joke.
And then it goes to Tommy and he's like, the stress level is rising.
Like the
hey,
sea
Tommy.
Level?
Tommy, why don't you, I guess, why don't you just be like, I'm having a hard time hanging on? Why do you have to say, like, this weird alien, the stress level is rising.
Because everybody else did fish puns, and he's like, I gotta think of one quick. And then he couldn't. He panicked, and he thought of a bad one. Anyway, so they break the fishing rod, so Marty dips, and then we cut back to Trent and Zeltrax fighting, and Trent just, like, loses. Like, he's like, you missed me. And then he gets, like, zapped by nothing, and it turns out that, like, he can't control his power. So he just, like, falls to the ground and is like, ah. And then Zeltrax is like, you can't control your power. And Trent's like, how about you say that to my face, Smitty? And then he just gets back up, and they then goes to fight more unmorphed, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
So we cut back to the lab where Haley's like, she's explaining how to get the fisherman out, and she says something, and the fisherman's like, I was on this thing or whatever. And Haley's like, I fucking hate this guy.
What if I just turn the TV off?
Oh, I see. I was hoping they would try it. And I was like, if it kills him, what do you lose? Just a funky fisherman who's a jerk?
Not the funky fisherman. Not those eyebrows.
His eyebrows are. When I talked about my eyebrow, I didn't.
Did you have funky fisherman eyebrows?
I feel like they were on their way. They are like, you remember, like the sinister minister, like the eye, like the devil horn eyebrows that, like,
yeah.
James Mitchell, the wrestling manager, had. Like, my dad legit has those. Like, it's just do that, and so mine will do that if left unchecked. And so I am one evolutionary step away from having funky fisherman eyebrows, and I will not let that come to pass, Josh. Anyway, so Haley's like, the only way to bounce him out is to blah, blah, you got energy, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. They take the TV with them. I hate the fisherman guy. They morph again, and he knows their names.
God, they morph so much this episode.
They morph so many times, and it's not even like in Tom, like in Leader of the Whack morphing. Both morph sequences were sped up. I didn't realize the first one was too. Both of them are sped up, right? Because they had like stuff to do in that episode. This one they're like, nah, we're gonna take our time. Here's the morph sequence. You know about it, you love it.
Like, it's fine, like the first time Kira morphed when the suit just like materializes on her, right? That's cool.
Yeah,
if you're gonna morph multiple times, do it that way. But I feel like every time you're like, hey, here's the sequence. Even if it's a truncated one, it's like, here's the sequence again.
Here it is. It's like, I don't need to see it.
I know it.
So then we cut to Marty the Mackerel. He just catches someone else. I don't remember who. He just catches somebody.
I think he's just like, getting people, like random people. I don't think he's getting anyone notable.
And he's like, this new pole is top of the line. Get it? Line? That's not me. That's the
that's
dialogue.
What he says, yeah. That's written in the script for him to say that.
So, uh-huh. I'm doing too many cusses, but you can clean off Marty's back. So they're like, give us back the people you turn into bait. And he just holds, he's like, I will smash them and they will die. And I was like, okay, can't wait to see how they actually get out of there. The answer is by smashing the bomb. Smashing it. So
he was
bluffing, I think. It's a trap, so he basically blasts them.
Yeah, he's bluffing, is like, I'll smash it and they'll die, and they're like, oh no, except for Kira, who's like, I'll take that bluff. I'll take that bluff every day.
What I also like about this, everyone gets like knocked down and they're like, Marty, you're still in there, Marty. No, please don't, you're still a guy in there. And Tommy's like, bring it on, punk. And then he goes to shoot Tommy, and he uses the reflector, and it bounces off that, and it hits. It's the reflector is like this little thing that like a shield pops out, and it bounces off that and hits the TV, and Fisherman's out. Cool, great. And then Kira kicks the bait out of his hand and smashes on the ground. Everybody's fine. The only problem is that Cassidy does smell like fish. So then they Z-Rex blaster him, and they blow him up. He's running away. He's like, I'm swimming upstream. And he's running away, and they shoot him in the butt with the Z-Rex blaster, and he dies. And there's a man in there. There's like a human man.
I get that the Power Rangers don't know that, potentially. Like, they don't know that for sure, that's just Marty in there. But they don't even question it one time, even though they saw Elsa take a fish man, and now there's a fish monster. And they're like, we better blow him up with our big gun.
Well, no, it's worse. They actually do know that he's in there because they literally said, like, Marty, are you in there? Like, don't do this,
right,
Marty.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Marty, you know you're in there. And he's like, nope, Marty's gone. And they're like, well, we better shoot him to death.
Better blow him into chunks?
This is the second time this season.
Yeah.
That a person's been blown into chunks.
And then so Elsa rehydrates him. They do the Zords. They get the Megazord. They do a little fight. They just kind of like do a collar and elbow tie up, then push off. Then the Rangers call the Scissorzord and Ankylosaurd. And that makes fishing.
They shoot a fishing hook at him?
Ankylosaurd has a lot of properties to it. It's a drill, it's a shield, it's a fishing line. Why did they need the Parasaur scissor arm if they're just going to use the fish?
To cut the line.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know why you would cut the line. You're trying to, like, catch him, right?
Really? Either way, he dies and then, thank God, turns back into Marty the Mackerel the human.
Yeah.
And then the funky fisherman's like, I feel like I should apologize. And like, yeah, dog. But also,
yeah,
what?
I don't know. I don't remember. Something happened when he was in the TV where Kira basically is like, hey, you suck and maybe you should treat your friends better. And so he has like a change of heart.
Something like that.
It's not because he got shot by an alien laser and trapped in the TV. It's because Kira told him that he sucked. And he was like, well, I guess.
Well, I think that's actually better than just like, well, I was in a TV for a little while and I've learned my lesson. Like someone was like, you're an ass and no one likes you and you need to apologize to people. But anyway, so they're like, yeah, we're friends now. And they leave. And then we cut back to Zeltrax and Trent and they fight more. And then it looks like Zeltrax is going to win. But then Trent just morphs again and beats him and is like, sucks to suck, Smitty.
He just like knocks him down and he's like, I'm number two now. I'm the big poo around here. And Zeltrax is like, no, you're not. And Trent is like, losers don't get to pick, and then teleports away.
And yeah, and so then we cut to
Zeltrax lost just as much as Trent did when he fell down.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not a defeat. Like, he blew up, and then the explosion got sucked back into him.
Like, I think the only reason we can say that Trent won is that Trent didn't quit fighting when he got knocked out, and Zeltrax did.
Well, yeah, if you've ever seen Zeltrax fight before, that's kind of just what he does.
Maybe he didn't mean to. It's just habit at this point. That when he gets knocked down, he's like, I'm done. Oh, damn it. Trent's like, I win. Smitty. Anyway, so we cut to the TV show, and I don't think the cameras are on. I don't think the TV show is rolling. I think it's just Marty the Mackerel and Funky Fisherman dancing, and he's got a bunch of balloon animals.
Yeah, I think he's just hanging out with Marty now, because he's like, here's a mackerel for you, or or something.
It's like a fish balloon.
But he says it's a specific kind of fish, and I'm like, dude, that is a loop with a tail. That is nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that's fish shaped. That's like the Jesus fish shape on the back of people's cars.
Marty has like 600 of these things in his hands.
He's like, thanks.
Thanks. I love that you just give me fish balloons every minute of the day now.
Oh,
thank you. I love gobies.
And then Kira is crafty.
But then he throws them all in the air, like, woo! And then they start dancing. And the fisherman is stomping on, popping all of the balloons on the ground.
It's like in-camera audio of him stomping one and it popping, and it's loud. Like, yeah. And so we kind of pan over, and Kira's, and I don't think they're filming, so Kira's just here watching this because there's nobody else here. And Kira is there, and so is Devin and Connor, who don't work there.
No.
But if this show has taught us anything, it's that Reefside, in particular, is pretty lax about who's allowed on set and who isn't, if we refer back to the Ocean Alert episode. So they're like, yeah, ha ha ha. And Kira's like, sometimes sticking with things that suck is good, actually. And I'm like, that's a bad lesson to learn, Kira.
Yeah, nope.
Sometimes you gotta dip. Sometimes you need the money to pay for your bills. You're a teenager. You do not need it. You can dip, right? Like, you can you can leave.
Think of the experience and the exposure that she'll get.
Oh, it doesn't seem like she's getting a good experience any exposure.
She's never expressed any interest in wanting to work in TV at all.
No.
She's a musician.
Yeah, also, here's the thing. Is like, she was hired to do this, right? Even if she leaves, if she just says, I briefly interned at Channel 3, don't even say on what. Just say it's the same amount as if you did your whole internship.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to check. No one's going to check that. So Devin comes up. He's got a bunch of tapes. And it looks like the tapes are already destroyed. But I guess they're not. Was that just me? Was I reading that wrong? Did it look like the tape was already pulled out of the VHSs?
They just looked like tapes to me. I never really thought they looked like they were pulled out at all.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I had an aphasia. I don't know what happened.
Or maybe I just like, didn't notice. Because I was so busy worrying about how they're just... He just has so many VHS tapes all the time.
Just a lot of them. But he's like, yeah, so I'm also glad. I'm kind of enjoying this too. Devin says this. And he's like, yeah, and Cassidy's not mad at me as long as I bring these tapes of the Yellow Ranger to her. Whoops! And then he dumps them into Fruit Punch. And he's like, oh, why does this always happen to me?
Here's the thing about this, though.
Yeah, oh, I think I wrote down what you're about to say.
VHS, that's analog, baby.
Yeah.
You can play those tapes, my man.
Just let them dry, and they're fine. The Fruit Punch shouldn't be magnetic,
no. So
you should be okay. And then he leaves with these wet VHS tapes. And Kira's like, well, that was close. I thought he was going to know about it. And I was like, he does know about you. He just dumped it in there to be like, oh, rats. Shucky
also,
darns.
He watched you talk to Elsa like you've done this 1,000 times before.
So either he's like, you're a Power Ranger, or he's like, you are the coolest person I've ever met in my whole life. Either way, he just leaves, and that's the end of the episode. Bum, bum, bada, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. Power Rangers. Josh, you started.
Yeah.
I get to pick the best. I did not care for this episode, so this is going to be... I do have a best. There is one thing that sticks out in my mind, and that is Connor going, my armpits hurt! That's the best!
I think my best is Kira fighting in the TV station.
Oh, I take it back. That was actually very good. The armpits thing was really funny, though. That's my runner-up.
You imagine if in Spider-Man 2, when you stop at the train, and he's just like,
my
armpits aren't so bad!
When in whichever Avenger movie it was that Captain America grabbed, like, a building and a helicopter and was, like, extremely ripped and, like, pulling the helicopter back, he's like, oh, my armpits! That would be great. The worst is this. How do I narrow it down, Josh? The worst is the fact that there's no fish DNA in a man and a suit made out of foam.
No, there's not.
That's my worst.
And usually we see them put multiple things into the gene splicer or whatever that thing is called. But it was just him in there.
He just like got Bane venomed into being this monster, but that's not how it's not a randomizer if you just go monster this guy.
And what other parts was he?
A fishing pole?
So he's
but, like,
a fish,
that doesn't make
a
any
fishing
sense.
Pole and like an anemone?
Maybe? I don't know.
He's the only one where all three things are related, I guess.
And it's hard to tell what he is then. Yeah, but like it's just Marty. Like, he should have been, they should have been like, all right, come on out. And it was just Marty again. He's like, I'm a human. Like, you got to add some stuff. Maybe they would have said, we'll add some stuff to him. But, like, also, it's just a scared guy in a suit. That's not a good monster base, I don't think.
No. I'm going to worst the Funky Fisherman because I'm not letting my kids watch that show.
Oh, absolutely not. That guy sucks ass.
Yeah, he does not look like someone children should be watching on TV.
No, he seems bad. He seems like a bad man. MVP, I'm going to give it to Devin.
It's Connor's pits, I think. It's Connor's armpits, those strong armpits.
Holding down the fort.
No, that's not true. I also want to give it to Devin.
Yeah. Because I definitely think he, and this will be refuted in the text in a future episode for sure, when he doesn't know that they're Power Rangers. But I think clearly he knows that Kira, something's up with Kira, and he's like, I'm gonna dump these tapes so that we can't find out, you know?
See, it's funny in like season 2 and 3, I guess, when Bulk and Skull are like full tilt on, I'm gonna figure out who the Power Rangers are. And you're never rooting for them actually to do it. It's just more to see, like, what silly way are they going to fail this week.
Right. They also did it in Zeo a lot, too. But it was, like, every time it was, like, different, you know, it wasn't just like we want to catch them. It was like we have a new plan to catch them, or we're doing a completely different thing to catch them. And so
I am rooting for Cassidy and Devin to figure it out, though.
Same. So I very much want to see that happen.
More so Devin. Cassidy's kind of slipping down the ladder a little bit.
I think I don't disagree, but I don't think like it's any worse than any like she's been this whole time.
I don't think so. I just that episode where she was constantly getting in the way of the fight just really soured her character for me. It's like you need to learn a lesson soon. You need to learn something.
I would really like it if she like figures out that it's the Power Rangers, like who the Power Rangers are, but it's like, oh, I can't do this. Like I can't tell people. Because like those are my friends, like those are people I know, and they also like save the Earth every day, and like I just can't. So she and I would like her to do that. I would like that moment, but we'll see if we get it or not. We gotta rank it, Josh. We gotta rank it.
Oh boy.
So okay. I don't like the episode. I don't know how much I don't like it either.
I think it goes under the clip show, right?
Yeah, I think I like it better than Back in Black.
Okay, I was going to say, do you like it better than Game On?
Yeah,
I think it is better than Game On.
I think I like it better than Back in Black, too, because that episode was, there was a whole, all the portal stuff that made no sense, that amounted to nothing, and then giving Tommy Power Ranger power, and also invisibility, which he used exactly one time.
Now Trent has it.
Trent has it. So I think it's better than that, but I just didn't enjoy, other than like the Kira fight, I hated it. And I don't know if this is because I'm very tired or if it's because the episode was just bad, but I think it goes there.
I think so. I'm down for that.
All right. So coming in underneath Legacy of Power at number 15, it's Mad Mad Mackerel. See if I can spell mackerel. Oh, I got it right. No, I didn't. I didn't get it right. There's an extra E in mackerel that you don't expect, but it's there. Next time, next week, is this a Friday episode? This is a Friday episode. On Monday, we'll be watching Copy That.
All right. Copy That.
Copy That.
Roger.
But until then,
may the power protect you.
It's supposed to be 12 degrees tomorrow. Pretty excited about that. Because that's very cold. It's much colder than it has been since I've gotten back.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten that cold here. Thankfully, since I've been here. So,
yeah,
that's good. Usually stays, I think it gets into the 20s, but it doesn't really get under that.
Yeah, it's pretty frequently in the 20s right now, obviously, as New Hampshire in the wintertime. But like it's been like I think the coldest I saw it was like 17 at night, though I did sleep with my window open that night because my room gets so hot that it's impossible to breathe sometimes. It was really windy and I was like, oh, I'm gonna open my window the other day because it was like really hot, and it was so windy that it pushed all the cold air in and the hot air out like immediately, and I was like, ooh, that was nice, and I could shut the window and fall asleep.